Shad and Carly.
Right now, joining us to spill the tea, as you would say, Shad, is Alicia from Married at First Sight. What an explosive episode it was last night. Good morning, Alicia.
Hello, how are you going?
Oh, good. How are you doing? I can't believe you survived last night. There was just so much tea spilled.
I know, it's crazy, especially considering it's the first one. Yeah, there was a lot said, that's for sure.
Now, let's quickly talk about your relationship. Going into it, you and Matt had decided to stay with each other. Did you have a lot of nerves in the lead up to that, or was it the sure thing?
We are very open with our communication. So, you know, we did have a talk about it going into it. So I knew that we were both going to write day. I guess it's just other words, you know, that were spoken that, yeah, were pretty hard to hear. Yeah, that's for sure.
Now let's talk about Tracy and Dean, because that was epic. And at some points they did actually pan to the reaction from you guys, and most of your jaws were on the floor. Behind
yeah,
the scenes, I know we don't get to see everything, but behind the scenes, have you kind of seen some flirting going on with Davina and Dean? Like, is there something sus that we're not privy to?
No, I had literally no idea whatsoever. All I saw was Tracy and Dean sort of being all over each other, and I was like, good for them. I'm actually a bit jealous. So I never saw any flirting at all. That's why I for sure was very shocked. Yeah, so.
Well, one of the wives is playing dirty from the looks of it this week. I mean, that's controversy. He's no man safe.
Yeah, it's not something that I would do personally, but I don't know. I guess it's reality TV after all, isn't it? Anything can happen.
Now, we did see from some of the promos that this is all going to come to a head with Dean and Davina. How does this make you feel about her? I know it's not kind of happening with your relationship, but I could imagine as other girls on the show that are taking this experiment seriously, does that taint her to you a little bit?
Look, there's a lot of different parts of Davina's personality that they don't show, you know, and she's someone who, you know, she's a lovely girl. Like, I'm not sure that she did the right thing, but yeah, I just wish they did show other parts of her personality. I think it would be a better reflection if they did. And yeah, I don't know, maybe people would feel a little bit differently. I'm not excusing it at all, but yeah, I don't know. It's really hard to say because you only see very small glimpses of all of us. And unfortunately for her, it's all been surrounded about this massive drama.
Yeah, well, let's be real, though. She's done a very uncool thing. I'm Team Tracy, I'm sorry. I know that's predictable, but I just feel bad for her.
Yeah, well, look, I'm very traditional, so it's definitely something I wouldn't do. I don't know. I'm not sure what to say, really.
That's
a bit of a tricky one.
Very
I just reckon
diplomatic.
Keep your man close. Because who knows? You know what I mean? I mean, she has her way. She might want everyone. She might want all of them.
Oh, I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens, don't we?
Well, Alicia, I'm glad so far it's worked out for you and Matt. I'm going to keep watching because it sounds like it's only just started to get good. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It has just been a rivalry, an argument that has not been able to be settled for the last week. It's to do with Carly writing some ghost writing some comedy for me. The script got flipped. We flipped the script.
You flipped the script.
And decided that maybe Carly should perform her first ever stand-up comedy routine tonight at Laughing Heart Comedy. You've been arguing us back and forth about whether we can or not. The boss can't decide. No one in this building can decide. It has been left up to us, so we've put it to the phones this morning. We're saying on 13 Show 16, who do you think should perform Carly's joke? It's about NSYNC, and it's to do with period.
Yeah.
Which means why should I be performing it, for one?
Because it would be hilarious trying to see male execute that joke to a room full of women.
Or it'd be hilarious to see you nail that joke.
It's not going to happen.
Using your experience as a lady. So we want to know, what do you think? Who should perform the joke? Helen from Yorkies. Look, you sound like a person that loves to laugh. Don't know why you're calling our show, but we want to know. We need someone to make the decision for us. Who should be performing tonight? Should it be myself? Or should it be Carly?
Shad. Shad. My son's saying Shad.
Yes!
What?
Yes!
What? Okay. Helen, what do you think? Don't let your son rule
no,
your life.
I'm all for your son.
Why would I? Well, okay, what's the logic? Chuck your son on. What's the logic? Why do you think I should perform Carly's joke?
Oh, you just seem a bit more skeptical about doing it, so it'd be funny to see you do
what?
It.
What? She's basically begging not to perform.
I agree. I could not agree more. Okay, that is one team Shad. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
No worries.
Hit Far North Queensland. Hello, who's this?
Hello, my name is Philip.
Hi, Philip.
Philip, who should? You sound very familiar, Philip. Who should perform the joke tonight?
Well, the joke in question should be performed by Carly.
Thank you very much, Philip. You sound like a very intellectual
Philip,
person.
No, all right. We're going to go to the next caller.
Philip seems to know what he's talking about.
No, I believe
Philip seems like he's got a fake accent.
Yeah, well, Philip seems like a top bloke. Also seems like the kind of guy you could get Mungali Creek Milks off at 8:30.
Exactly.
But still counts because we didn't say it was null and void of who could ring in. My mum could ring in and vote for you and it still counts.
This
so...
is ridiculous. I am not a comedian, Shad. The whole point of this was for me to ghostwrite to you. We did a little poll around the office. I went and told the joke. You went and told the joke. You got a laugh every time. People looked at me confused.
They just wanted to be even better for you to do it on stage.
So you're setting me up to fail. That's what you're saying.
Look, we're one vote each, so it's at a loggerheads.
It really is.
What do we do?
Flip a fiver.
You can't flip a $5 note. It doesn't work that way. Also, the note looks like relatively the same.
I've got a fiver here. It's all I've got.
Why don't you just rock off like normal human beings?
What, paper, scissors, rock?
Yeah.
I go for flip a fiver.
No, scissors, paper, rock. Let's just scissors, paper, rock right now.
Calling.
We'll take them live to air.
Live to air?
Yeah, let's do it. There we go. 13, Charles 16. Who's this?
Sam.
All right, Sam you've got the defining vote. Don't listen to Herschel, try and convince you otherwise. You have got
it's
the defining vote.
It's definitely got to be
Shad. Oh,
yes!
Damn it!
Yes!
No, why would you do that to
this
me?
This is the best.
Oh.
Sisters.
Where's Philip? Philip, ring back. Ring back, Philip.
And
back,
there it is. It is decided. I will see you at Laughing Heart. I will be front and centre and I'll be heckling you. Thank you so much, Sam.
So disappointed in you, Sam.
This is epic. So this is the future right now. Your wine bottle talking to you. Now, obviously, that's been
that's
the past
when you've drunk
for
way
some
too
of us.
Much. Yeah. Yeah.
No, so there's an Australian winery who has made history by releasing bottles of wine that speak to people that are drinking it.
What do you mean?
Okay, this is really cool. So they've got these augmented reality wine labels.
Right.
So what happens is, and they reckon this is actually the latest thing in marketing that's going to take over.
You show your phone to it.
Yeah. And what it does is there's all different types of old photos on these wine bottles. When you put your phone up to it, it tells the story behind the photo.
Right.
That is cool. Is that not cool?
That's very Minority Report.
But the problem is, if it's talking to you and you don't have your phone to it, you are drunk.
Then you've definitely had too much of the wine.
Yeah.